The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And not his sisters with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds because of their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a song that I like that says, "Great things happen when God meets with men. Great and wonderful things happen." But we see today that in the gospel, Christ was in his native place and great things didn't happen. Mighty deeds that Christ had been doing didn't happen in his native place. Why? Because of lack of faith. Because there was a closeness. Their heart was not open. They were familiar with Christ. And they say familiarity breeds contempt. And so, because of that, great things didn't happen. And it's important to know that Christ's native place, that the region is considered as a region for miracles. We remember the prophet Elijah who met the Shunammite woman. Shunem is very close to Nazareth, to the birthplace of Christ. And remember the widow of Nain. Nain is also close, where Christ raised the son of the widow of Nain. But in his own native place, there was a problem. There was resistance. And in the first reading, we also saw that Jeremiah was asked, was mandated, "Go and speak to my people. Go and tell them that they've missed the target. They need to come back again. They've missed the road. They are not following the plan that I have for them. Go and tell them without fear, without favor, without missing any word." And Jeremiah did. And the result was, "Who asked you to prophesy?" What authority? They questioned his authority to tell them what to do. So we know this, both the what happened in Jesus' native place and the prophecy Jeremiah gave, it shows a lack. It shows that on our own it is difficult. We must be open to the action of the Spirit in order to actually experience those great things that God wants to happen in us, those experience his love, experience his plan for us. And today we celebrate the great one, Saint Ignatius of Loyola. And his life is an eloquent testimony of things that can happen when there is an opening to the action of the Holy Spirit. If his life reminds us that God meets us where we are and he takes us to another level. His life reminds us that our conversion process is something gradual. His life reminds us that whatever happens to us, there is a reason. any event in our life, there is a reason. It is only important that we listen, that we try to ask, we try to discern, why is this happening? What is God saying? So whatever that is happening in the world around us, there is a reason. It was when he was recuperating that he began to read, that his conversion process, conversion took place. And today, in the world of spirituality, we must remember this man was who was once a sinner that was forgiven. And he gave us, gave the church, gave every one of us something very great, the spiritual exercises. Spiritual exercise, very great, that have made great saints and will continue to make great saints. That is exactly what can happen when God comes in, when God messes up with us. So his life is a testimony. So one of the things we must take home as we celebrate him today is never be discouraged. No matter what you are going through, a particular thing that you want to overcome, never you be discouraged. Allow God. God knows exactly what to do. His grace is sufficient for us. And everything that happened to us, happened in our life, is to the greater glory of God.